This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Ooh! Yikes!
Pablo Torre. Pablo Torre finds out his podcast. I saw one of the comments saying Pablo found out, and he found out a lot about Jordan Hudson, Bill's family. I do like that they're like, I think she's really going to damage his legacy. I'm like, I think Bill has done plenty to do that on his own.
Thank you very much. Has.
He doesn't need much help tarnishing his own legacy.
It's like watching a great wrestler at the end. You're like, he should be in the ring. Maybe get out of the ring. Maybe stop doing that. Like, we still remember all the championships that you won and those tag titles.
Mm-hmm, but sure.
So he's Ric Flair.
A little bit. The last match. Like, well, man, maybe the last match should have been a while ago.
Does Ric Flair have a girlfriend 50 years his junior?
Honestly, probably.
Yeah,
most
maybe?
Likely.
Okay,
yeah.
So it is Ric Flair then. Okay,
may have already married her.
Yeah. The Ric Flair comp is actually pretty spot on.
Okay, good. Well, I think we stumbled on something.
Same number of titles.
So that is just, that's unbelievable. Where do you want to start? That she's banned or start with the family's concern? Where do you want to start?
Let's start with the ban part is pretty funny. Actually, a friend of the show, Lucy Burge, retweeted that and said, now Belichick knows how Tom Brady felt when Alex Guerrero was banned.
It's a great point.
It is kind of silly, like bringing in somebody that you're like, what are they doing here? Like, what are their credentials? Like, why are they a part of this? And it's funny because she was around, this CBS morning interview just absolutely blew up in their face. Because these two have been together for a while. These two have been on all over her Instagram for a while. She was at the red carpet for a while. She was literally on the field at spring practice. And it felt weird. Like, we'd kind of laugh about it and whatever. But it didn't really take off. And people weren't really concerned with Bill until that interview.
No, it went.
Right? What happened.
It crossed over. We talked about this in real time. It's like, it went from being a New England football story.
Yeah, right.
To now it's a massive national story where people are like, wait, what on earth is going on there? Is he okay?
Does he need our help?
It's a massive story.
And so her walking around on the field and all that stuff, it looks like North Carolina has stepped in and banned, which is pretty interesting because you would think.
Look at this on Twitch. We called this out in real time. Like, this is absurd, ridiculous. They should have banned her the second she started stomping around. If you're watching on twitch.tv.
Like fixing Bill's coat or
Boston
something.
WWE, she's just constantly in the middle of everything when she shouldn't even be anywhere near the field.
I think
she's out there.
That might be one of Ric Flair's robes she's wearing.
I was just thinking that, too.
Yeah, I think he wears that to
but
the
But it's
ring.
Like anybody.
That was at Starcade 92, I
anybody
think.
Defending this in real time, it was just, you're compromised. If you're defending that, that's ridiculous. That's never been done in the history of football.
Especially from this guy.
Embarrassing.
Who yeah.
That was embarrassing.
It was. But it was allowed. At least as far as we know, that was at least allowed.
They should have banned her then.
Yeah.
And now they're just reacting to the public backlash, which fine, she shouldn't be allowed to do this at football practice.
And for anybody saying,
Bill knows that.
And for anybody saying that, you know, what does Pablo Torre know? He was the first one to report that she was the de facto manager and agent for Bill, which
Thank
people
you.
Scoffed at. And then he himself, he being Bill Belichick, confirmed that.
Yeah.
when he in that statement, which also seems fake, like Rafael Devers' comments.
We have Bill a personal Belichick's and professional out. Relationship. Is that what
personal
it was?
Personal and professional relationship.
Thank you. So right,
like, nice.
So
business and pleasure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh,
yeah,
nice.
Like the mullet of relationships.
Business in the front, party in the back. Yeah,
oh
of course.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you want to question the source, Pablo Torre already has proven his chops on this story.
Yeah, yeah, no, I think he's on it.
Similar to Rich Keefe on the Bruins beat.
That's true.
At a certain point, you can kick and scream and say, what does Rich Keefe know?
It's undeniable.
At a certain point, Keefe has sources with the Bruins, and you just have to acknowledge the man has sources.
That's right.
Pablo Torre's plugged in. In fact, he had a tweet, follow-up tweet. I talked to 11 people. Eleven sources.
People? That's a whole starting lineup.
I talked to 11 people who dealt directly with Jordan as she took power in Bill's life. A lot is getting aggregated from the episode. We're guilty of this. We're just pulling a few clips.
We did not hear the whole thing, Pablo.
He says, just know the full episode and the full investigation is even weirder. It's worth your time. Go ahead and check it out if you want. We'll give you the highlights here. We just played you one of the clips. So she's banned from the facility. And... I wonder who banned her. Like, this is a good question.
But she's the COO of Belichick Industries.
Correct.
How could she be banned?
Who banned her? Was she banned by the AD? Does it go higher than that? Like, the chancellor at UNC, the what's the word I'm looking for? Not the board. But, you know, does it go higher up than
the
that?
Chief baseball officer?
Where it's like, not just people in athletics, in other words, but like people at the university, the president, the whomever. They look at it and they're like, what the hell are we doing?
Yeah.
We're a public university.
We kind of look like a joke.
As Pablo Torre pointed out, this is the highest paid employee in the state. My mother-in-law is paying his taxes or paying him with her taxes. So like this is like a public issue in the state. And so is it football people? Is it athletics? Is it go higher than that?
I don't know.
Is it like public pressure from the state? Like who is making the call on this? That she's banned. Like, who decided she's not allowed there? It's not Bill.
Because I thought he'd be able to do literally whatever he wanted at North Carolina. Like, they'd just be so happy to have him that they're like, yeah, go ahead, hire your kid, hire Lombardi, hire whoever you want. You want your girlfriend around? Fine. But even they have gotten to the point where they're like, oh my God. Like, think about it. 2 months ago, was it the AD cut off the sleeves of his shirt at the press conference and was like, oh, it's a new era of Tar Heel football. And now they're like, you got to get your girlfriend out of here.
Wait, wait, wait. Follow-up tweet from Pablo Torre. I just saw this. He says, we also visited her mom's sex museum.
Nice. They did do the work.
They beat up. We wanted to do.
Sick brag, bro.
We wanted to do our show there.
It's a poor carpenter who blames his tools, Keith, as you've told me many times. But, you know, I blame Ken for this. We wanted to do a road show from
there. Oh, it's definitely Ken's fault.
This is on Ken. Yeah. We could have beat them to this. We could have been there. Interviewed the Harvard philosophy professor who wrote her textbook that Belichick signed. And we talked to former players, analyzed wine reviews, and watched Miss Main tape. So maybe
watch Miss Main
tape. Break it down tape.
Hang on. One more time.
Nice.
Nice.
So what is your special skill? Is Miss Main this weekend, right?
I believe so, yeah.
I think it is.
I heard Greg talking about that today. Or Greg and Courtney and Wiggy, yeah.
If you were in a pageant, let's say they like flipped it on its head, 2025 dude pageant, what would your skill be?
My skill?
Yeah, that's right.
I can juggle.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Good juggle.
Sick brag, bro.
Not only can I juggle, pretty good juggler, if you ask me.
That's pretty good. I think
bounce juggle? Columns?
Yeah.
Give me scarves?
Did you say condoms?
Columns.
Oh.
No, he said condoms.
He said condoms.
I said columns.
Jones juggles condoms.
I probably could.
Here's the winner, Mr. Massachusetts, the guy juggling condoms.
I never had much use for these.
Yeah.
Tossing them around. Hey.
That'd be a blast.
I said columns.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have to check tape on that. That sounds like a clip du jour.
Bounce juggle? Columns?
Yeah.
Say it again.
I talked over it.
Bounce juggle? Columns?
Yeah.
It does sound like condoms. I'm pretty sure I said columns, but in fairness, it sounds like condoms.
That's great.
So anyway, Pablo Torre doing great work. Watching Miss Main tape, visiting sex museums, talking to 11 people.
Mm-hmm.
He also says the family is digging in on Jordan. That sounds ominous. Let's dig in on her succubus past, her last relationship, what she done to accumulate $8+ million that we know about in real estate from Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
So the family
talked to her tenants, the people family living in her place.
The family's concerned and they're digging in on Jordan Hudson.
Well, the family being concerned, you know, good for Pablo Torre for like getting that as a fact. But wouldn't you assume Like, Bill has three kids. He now has a girlfriend younger than all three of the, like, significantly younger mm-hmm. than his three kids. Mm-hmm. She's driving around a Porsche and has $8 million in holdings. Yeah, I'd be a little bit concerned.
I'd be digging in.
Yep.
So there's that. By the way, what would your the Twitch chat wants to know what your skill would be?
Star Wars trivia.
I guess. Oh, you're like
maybe like
drinking beers.
Where 90s and early 2000s NBA players played college basketball. It'd probably be my skill.
Although we shockingly weren't that great at it when we were doing a random March Madness player.
No, Nick, it was two deep cuts.
Those were two deep cuts.
He went like the third guy that never played in the league.
You got a Goldilocks zone that for Keith. So that would be his skill.
No, but NBA
the two best
guys.
Players on any team.
NBA guys, where they played college. That'd be my skill.
I don't like what they're accusing me of juggling in the Twitch chat, quite frankly. I don't appreciate that. So there's that. We also have this from Pablo Torre, who, again, has broken news on Bill in the past, deep dove on this.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the Super Bowl commercial, the Dunkin's commercial, which she forced her way into.
We
had reporting on that last week.
She was great in it.
Stole the show.
Yeah. She definitely kind of did. You're like, wait, what?
Yeah, well, it stole the show, or we were just perplexed why she was even in it.
Yeah, there's that.
Apparently, that's not the only commercial Bill film that she tried to worm her way into.
Oh, my God.
Here's more from Pablo Torre.
What I am told by multiple people among the dozens who witnessed the shooting of this is that what happened that day on set was, quote, highly unusual. Jordan Hudson, who was at the time like a person they kind of heard about, but again, this is last summer.
Yeah.
Not quite the entity that we know now, nothing close, had arrived on set and started immediately pitching herself for a role that had not been discussed in this scripted seven-figure commercial shoot. That would also serve as, quote, the hard launch of their relationship. And she told everybody to hold on, actually, as this idea developed in her head, because what she did was she left set, came back sometime later, and she was wearing a yellow polka dot bikini.
Shut up.
And a sun hat. The crew had to figure out, what the f*** do you do now?
Oh, no.
So the premise of the ad, according to my sources, was Jordan Hudson by the pool, sunning herself in a lounge chair, trying to get Bill's attention, that kind of a thing.
Oh, she added like script idea. It wasn't just she'd be in the background of the shot we saw.
She had motivation.
Okay.
Taping for the actual commercial was done by then. And so what they did was they filmed something.
No,
oh my God.
That one source told me.
Oh, this is embarrassing.
May have involved a camera that may not have even been
on. Oh my God, this is so embarrassing. It's like when you give a kid a controller for a video game and you play it and you go, you're doing great.
Honestly?
Wow.
That's what I thought of too. And that doesn't even work. My five-year-old, if you're like, she's like, hey, film this. And she'd be like, are you filming? She's like, let me check. Like, she wouldn't fall for the fake film thing.
No,
she's
no.
five. Now, Jordan's not much older than her, but you can, even the video game thing, my two-year-old Georgie, she's like, this isn't it.
Yeah.
Like, you can't even fool them. So they did a fake film. She comes in, she's like, I have another idea for this commercial. I'll be in a bikini poolside. They're like, that has nothing to do with this commercial.
First of all, she's like, guys, I have an idea. They're like, hey, sure.
Fine.
Whatever. We'll mull on that. Let's chew on that. They don't pick up on the idea. She goes off.
She's like, I'm just going to do it.
Puts on the outfit anyway, does it, and to appease this child, they say, let's film it. They don't even turn the camera on.
How come the red light's not on? Oh, it's a different kind of camera.
New technology.
Don't worry about it. No red light on this one.
Yeah. New technology.
Do you need me to do it again?
Yeah, you wouldn't be familiar with it. You want another take?
No, it was perfect. That first one.
How many fake takes do you think they had to do it?
I think you just tell her, you're like, you nailed it. You nailed that first one. That's all we need.
But you think she would... She would do that?
Let me do it again. Let me try it again.
She's like, I don't think so, though. That's not really my good side.
I have a few more ad libs.
I think Bill actually screwed it up.
I love how she goes into like a fake wardrobe, comes out in a bikini and a
sun
hat.
Where'd she even get that?
She brought it with her.
Brought it herself.
Now, as part of you say, shoot or shoot.
Well,
and you're like, listen,
sure
I might
does,
not
yeah.
have this opportunity again.
Yeah.
Let me just get in. Let me bully my way into this commercial. So wait, this wasn't the Dunkin' commercial or it was?
No, it's a different commercial.
Okay, different commercial. But he said it's another seven-figure commercial.
He said it was last summer. Yeah, I don't even know what it was. Way before the Dunkin' commercial.
Is it Bill's Subway ad? Makes no sense to have a woman in a bikini like next to the pool. Like, there's no pool here.
They're like, man,
he's just on a bench eating a sub.
Man, this is for winter jackets. It's snowing in the commercial. What are you doing?
I'd like to see if they actually filmed it. I would like to see it, but it sounds like they didn't actually even film it. It's embarrassing. I mean, the thing is so embarrassing.
Wow. That is so much funnier than I thought it was going to be.
That was really good.
They didn't turn the camera on.
No. She's like, guys, I have an idea. It's like, we already have an idea, and we're done. Like, we've already filmed the commercial with Bill, who's the only person we want in it. We don't want you in this.
Did she get paid for this?
Did she?
She got paid for the Dunkin's one. Like, did they have to pay? Did they just pay her to make her go away? They're like, whatever. We'll give you a check.
Wait, she definitely paid for the Dunkin' one?
She got paid for the Dunkin' one. Yeah, I thought that. Well, let me double check. I thought that was part of the New York Post reporting.
Okay. I mean, she was in it, and I would assume there's a lot of money involved there.
I thought there was a quote in that story where it was like, it was Bill thought it was her way to like get a check or whatever.
Oh, right. Yeah, I think you're right.
Was that New York Post who wrote? I forget who wrote this.
I don't think she got as much as Jeremy Strong did.
No, I don't think so.
He went into that whole thing of coffee. Casey Affleck probably got more money. You think the fake Starbucks guys got more money? Hard to say. No, but she was in it.
Starbucks. I'm sorry. I was reading this old New York Post story. The fake Starbucks. Yeah, probably has more money.
No, she probably got thrown some money for it, but man.
Over $1.2 trillion.
She forced her way in. Bill saw it as a way for her to get paid. People said they'd never seen anything like it. Was this reporting from the New York Post on the Dunkin's commercial.
There is a lot of the quote, we haven't seen anything like this.
There were people
as of regards.
There were people on set the summer before who were like, "Oh no, we've seen something like it."
Oh, we saw it.
It was actually worse.
They should have done that. Like, actually, no, we need you a little bit to the left. A little bit more to the left. A little bit more to the left. And perfect. She's like, "Are you sure I'm in the shot?" Yeah, you're in there.
Do you think, and I know people thought it was in poor taste in real time, Keith, do you think our on-the-clock 60-second suggestions for Bill to break up with Jordan, do you think...
He sadly didn't listen.
Do you think they somehow have become more relevant a week later?
Yeah.
I think so, too.
And I have a weird feeling that another month from now they're going to be relevant. A month, 2 months from now they're going to be even more relevant as the season goes on. Fair bet.
Yep.
We have not heard the last of Jordan Hudson.
No.
In fact, this weekend, she might have a victory speech for Miss Maine.
That's a great point. She has Miss Maine this weekend, so we definitely haven't heard the last. In fact, this is a relatively quiet week.
Do you think all of this...
finishing with quite a rally.
All of this attention helps or hurts in Miss Maine?
Not talking about this.
Okay. Is this what Miss Maine's looking for, be on the map? Like, is the bigger story Jordan Hudson wins Miss Maine or Jordan Hudson does not win Miss Maine?
Ooh.
Either way, it's a story.
Yeah.
So if you're the Miss Maine voters, you're kind of like, we're kind of screwed either way.
The winner here, Maine. I think Maine's winning out.
You think?
Yeah, I think so. When's the last time we ever talked about Miss Maine before
I don't
this?
Think they were going to give it to her, though, because you probably don't want a succubus as your winner.
It's a bad look.
I think so. That's going to be in the Wikipedia.
Last year was Molly Johnson. This year is succubus.
Succubus.
A succubus won it in 2025. Regrettable voting.
Yeah.
Is what that was.
I think so.
Let's go back to the phones here. Doug is waiting patiently on the Devers conversation. If you want to jump in on Bill and Jordan, feel free. Doug is upset, though. Go ahead, Doug.
Hey, morning, guys. I'm out on my little beach here in the Outer Cape, and I'm just trying to wrap my head around Devers. I'm outraged. It takes a lot. I'm out of my mind real quick. Who's this guy I think he is? Are you kidding me? You're an employee. Ask him a question. Would you like to play first base for us and help us win a championship? Would you like to continue what you're doing?
No, he'd rather be 500 and be happy. He was happy with last year. Mm-hmm. 81-81. I get to be the third baseman. I get to make all the errors I want. I get to hit 28 meaningless home runs. And that's what Rafael, and I make my $300 million. That's what Devers wants to do.
Yeah, just play a bad third base, you know.
On an average team.
Yeah.
And get paid well for it.
I mean 30 home runs is 30 home runs. Like, I'll take it. But it's like, all right, well, right now this team is in trouble. They don't have a first baseman. They're asking you to play first, and you're telling them no. So, really, I get being mad or annoyed at Cora and Breslow, but your actions are now you're taking it out on your teammates.
Honestly, Devers needs a little more Jordan. You said this earlier, Keith.
Yeah.
Shoot or shoot. I mean, at least she's out there and, like, trying to get stuff done.
Right.
I mean, Devers just... refusing to do everything.
She doesn't want to do
anything.
She's
volunteering to do stuff that wasn't even in the script.
Yeah, that's true. Above and beyond.
Above and beyond.
Doing too much. Devers not doing enough. Jordan doing too much.
Well, I don't disagree with that. Yeah. I mean, there is a happy medium somewhere in there. But Devers could use a little more a little more of that Jordan initiative, for sure.
That might be right.
617-779-7937. We'll get to the Celtics coming up. Tim Welsh, former Providence coach, going to join us at high noon, previewing Game 3 tomorrow. His thoughts on the series to this point. How do the Celtics correct? Who's most to blame for the Celtics being down 0-2? And is the series already over? I know Kendrick Perkins feels that way. We'll get to that coming up. We got Recon Review at 12:45. Mike Vrabel talking live at 1:30. Think he gets asked about Bill?
No.
I'd toss a question in there.
Yeah.
Toss a question in about Bill. You'll hear Mike Vrabel live at 1:30 here on Jones and Keefe. And coming up next, the Friday 4-Pack right after Trending with Billy Lane.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We'll get to the Friday 4-Pack momentarily. It's brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. We'll get to the Celtics at high noon. Tim Welsh, former Providence head coach, going to join us to preview Game 3, talk about what went wrong over the first two games. How did the Celtics fix it moving forward? We'll do that coming up. We've also been talking about Bill Belichick, Jordan Hudson.
Yeah, we got an update.
The excellent, excellent, excellent intel from Pablo Torre, ESPN. Pablo Finds Out is his podcast. We do have an update.
Yeah.
This is from Chris Vanini, who is a senior writer at The Athletic, covers college football there. Apparently, UNC put out a statement. While Jordan Hudson is not an employee at the University of North Carolina Athletics, she is. Welcome to the Carolina football facilities.
Hmm.
Jordan will continue to manage all activities related to Coach Belichick's personal brand outside of his responsibilities for Carolina football and the university. So, long story short, Pablo Torre says she's banned from the facility. The university denies it.
So, I just love the fact that, and so we'll see. Maybe there's some nuance to it.
This is what I think.
I'm guessing Pablo Torre isn't 100% wrong on it, but maybe they're like, well, she can still go to the games or whatever. Like, well, yeah.
Or,
like, what is she banned from?
Can you come at the end of the day and, like, come meet Bill Belichick and walk him out of the office or something like that? I mean, sure. Is she going to be allowed to be
on the field,
stomping around at UNC football practice? No. Is she going to be on the sidelines at games?
Yeah.
I bet not. So, like, maybe there is a gray area in between. Maybe Torre went a little too far, or maybe UNC is just denying it because they never thought it would leak out in the first place, and it's easy to just say she's not banned. That's a hard thing to prove. I don't know. Maybe there's a little bit of gray area in between, but I guarantee you she's not going to be stomping around at practice anymore. That I'll predict that one.
No. So they've now had more statements from and about Jordan Hudson from North Carolina than they have 5-star recruits.
Nailed it. Yes.
Like they have now in the last couple of weeks had to use their time to talk about her. I'm sure they're thrilled about this.
Do you think he's going to coach a game there now, Keith? I should ask this earlier. Do you think he's even going to get to week one?
I do. I think it's on the table. I think he's one and done though, and I think they coach out this season. I think it's really late in the game to be changing out football head coaches with everything that's already going on. I mean, their first game is September 1st or whatever, probably. So, no, I think he does coach this year, but I wouldn't put money on a second year.
No, me either. I also think he's going to get year one. I just think it's so embarrassing for the state,
this state
of North Carolina to turn around and fire him before he even gets to a game. But who knows? It might be worth it based on the embarrassment around every corner with this story.
By the way,
she's competing for Miss Maine. You said this earlier.
Yeah.
She's competing for Miss Maine this weekend. That's going to get media coverage that it never would have gotten in the past. It's going to get crazy media coverage.
It's going to be a zoo.
Who knows what happens this weekend, in all honesty? Who knows what comes out from this?
Victory speech, and or concession
speech. Again, Pablo Torre said the family's digging in on her. Media's got to be digging in on her. Get ready for some potential explosiveness this weekend.
Probably shouldn't have done that CBS interview. If they don't do that interview, at least doesn't happen now, or at least it's not as public.
I'd rewind it even further than that. Probably shouldn't have her representing your PR. You should probably bring in somebody who understands PR and understands how that would have played.
But that's also, those emails and everything that came out, that was very odd, but it was seeing her, interrupt the interview is what everybody...
Correct.
It's just this they want to know. I'm sure... people in Belichick's family have already felt a certain way for a while.
Yep.
And they're like, oh, you guys are just finally getting a look at it, but we've already seen this for such a long time.
Right. If he was just asked about it and he didn't really answer questions about the relationship, it would have been maybe a story for a day, but mostly nothing.
Yeah.
Her jumping in ratcheted this story up to another level. Okay, let's get to the four-pack, though. Four questions every Friday at 11:30. What's our first one, Billy?
Who will lead the Patriots in rushing this season?
Travion Henderson.
Got to be.
I think it's Travion Henderson. I also think there's an outside chance that it's Drake May. Meaning you kind of don't have true every down back.
You know what? That's a really good one. I didn't think about that. That's a really good one.
So in that, maybe there's an injury to a running back. They don't all play 17 games. And so in this scenario, Drake May plays all 17 games. Henderson, Stevenson, Gibson all get carries, all have some good games here and there. You don't have a 1,000-yard back, but you still have a decent running offense, right? Because I don't think they don't have, to go back to Vrabel's old teams, they don't have a Derrick Henry, but they have a few guys that can get it done. So I started Henderson, but you know what? I think I've talked myself into Drake May.
So, and it might not even be an injury. It might just be Gibson, Stevenson, Henderson all split the work, and May winds up having the most. I would go Travion Henderson. I don't think it's going to be 1,000 yards or anything. I think he's going to be a sub back. And this is what I think. I think he's mostly going to be a passing game back.
Can he have 800, though, rushing and 500 receiving?
I would guess that's high.
Yeah,
but
it is high.
But Stevenson led the team with 801 last year. Gibson had 538. May was third at 421. And he only played 10 full games. He started 12, and he appeared in 13. But he only played 10 full games.
Oh, May had that much last year?
Yeah.
That's more than I thought.
He had average 8 yards a carry. 7.8. So,
all right.
Look, I think Henderson's going to be... passing situations. That doesn't mean he'll never run the ball, but I think he'll probably lead the team in rushing, but I don't think it's going to be an impressive number, and I think he'll be the best running back they have, but I'll go with him. Invested high draft capital in Henderson.
Yeah.
He should lead the team. What else, Billy?
If the Celtics lose to the Knicks, who will be the first person gone?
Kristaps Porzingis.
Gotta be.
I think Porzingis is going to be gone, especially if they lose to the Knicks. Let's play it out. Let's say he... plays sparingly. I don't know if he's going to start tomorrow. Is he going to come off the bench again? If he's playing 13 minutes or so, he's not a guy you can rely on, and he's one of your big money contract guys. I think it would be one. And honestly, I think a lot of fans wouldn't even be that broken up about it. If he goes out like this, then they'll say, yeah, you can't count on the guy. You're spending a ton of money. So I think he'd be the first one going.
Okay, I agree. He's the first one out. Next.
So I don't think it's Joe Mazzulla. Okay. I don't know if you're going that way.
No.
I don't think it is.
Drew.
Probably Drew Holiday.
Okay, after that.
I mean, that's two guys. That might be all you need. I mean, that's
$60 million. Who's next on the, after those two, I would agree. It's Porzingis, then Holiday. Who's third?
Oh, not re-signing Horford.
Okay, so I
think Tatum and Brown, no matter what, are back.
I might go Mazzulla third.
Oh, gotcha.
I might go Mazzulla third.
I would say Horford.
Okay.
I would say Horford.
That's a fair one.
I think Mazzulla stays.
If we're going lower down the list, could they trade Hauser? I don't even know that really registers or counts.
They might, just because of the whole tax thing. Remember, we were talking to Terp about it. Hauser makes $10 million next year, but with the taxes and everything, it's really you're paying him 80. So if you get rid of him, get under the second apron, so all that stuff. But I think we agree. Porzingis is the obvious one.
Yeah. And
what the f*** did they do? Who the f*** is Tingus Pingus?
I mean, you don't have him anyway in a lot
of
these games.
You barely do.
So he would be the guy I would start with. What else, Billy?
Who is the best movie or TV mom?
A lot of good ones. Of course, Mother's Day coming up on Sunday. So
that,
you're wondering why I put that in there?
I legitimately had no idea why this is in there. Great, great question.
That's just a good question anyway.
Yeah. No, it is.
Yeah, you want to know.
I didn't even think of a reason necessarily, but I just that there was a reason. Okay, interesting.
Stifler's mom. No, I'm going to say, actually kind of similar vein, Tammy Taylor, played by Connie Britton on the TV show Friday Night Lights.
Oh, yes.
It's a great husband-wife team. It's one of the great married couples, I would say, on TV. But she's also a very good mother. So I would say Tammy Taylor.
Oh, I was going to go, the actress is Carol Potter, Cindy Walsh from 90210.
Excellent.
Pretty good TV mom. Now look, she kind of let Brenda do whatever she wanted.
Yeah, but it was, they chose to move from Minnesota to Beverly Hills.
It's
that was a game changer.
Now, I don't know that she was the greatest mother to Brenda necessarily.
She tried, teenage girls.
What a handful, Keith. I mean, that's true. As a girl dad over there, hashtag girl dad, I'm sure you're looking forward to some of what Cindy Walsh had to deal with.
Yeah.
Picking up and moving the kids to Beverly Hills.
It's a lot.
I would have her number one on the list. Brendan, just A+.
Yep.
Great student. Handsome guy. So good work there by Cindy Walsh.
Billy, you got any TV moms or movie moms?
Yeah, absolutely. Kitty Foreman, That 70s Show.
Oh, good one. That is a good one.
Really good one.
That is a great one.
She was, I mean,
putting up with Red. I mean, that's no walk in the
park.
Well,
not only that, but she was really a mother to everybody.
That's true.
She was like not just her own kids.
She was hilarious. Secret drinker.
Yeah.
Her menopause season was through the roof. Was awesome.
Yeah, she was a nurse. I mean, she was like helping people. She was raising the whole neighborhood. Yeah. She had to deal with Red, who was a bit of a hard ass. That's a great one. What'd you say?
Hot. I'll say it.
All right. I'm not going to agree with everything you say. Yeah. That's good.
She.
What about Lorelai Gilmore? Single mom.
Talks too fast.
Gilmore Girls?
Yeah.
Good
mom. Young mom, single mom.
I preferred her in Bad Santa. What's the actress's name?
Laura Graham.
Yeah.
Lauren Graham.
Yeah. Good work.
All right.
What's our last question, Billy?
If they make a movie about the meth raccoon, who should voice the raccoon?
I'm going to assume there's got to be some internal monologue for the meth raccoon, or maybe he actually just talks.
Sure.
I've gone all over the map with this.
Okay, I have a couple as well.
Do you go just Bobcat Goldthwait?
Wow,
go,
that's a great one.
Just go that route?
So that's a really good one.
Or do you go the other way and have, like, Idris Elba do it? Or have, like, a really distinguished, deep voice and let him do his, like, British accent? Don't make him do, like, a fake American accent.
See, I was thinking more like somebody who maybe I could see having some experience with the substance, maybe even a Charlie Sheen, someone like that.
A Charlie Sheen could be good.
I was thinking that. I was thinking somebody like that was the main one I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Rogan.
Seth Rogen. Good,
he's done a lot of cartoon voices.
Yeah, he has.
I like Bobcat Goldthwait.
Bobcat Goldthwait could just be a good meth raccoon.
Good voice.
Yeah.
He doesn't really need to method act it.
Or you go just like completely different, like Ralph Fiennes.
Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, right. Morgan Freeman.
Could be female.
Could be female. Could be Dame Judi Dench.
Good point. I didn't get in there and check the gender of the raccoon. That's why are we assuming it's a male?
Well, his
name was Chewy.
Chewy. You could go either way, I suppose.
I think, Keith, it's 2025. Careful with that.
You didn't check under the hood, so we don't know what we're working with.
A lot of fur.
But, a lot of good options. They probably will make a movie of that.
They should.
I would assume, based on the stuff they make now.
Yeah, I feel like that would be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Caitlin Olsen would be a good female raccoon meth head.
Caitlin Olsen.
A good female raccoon meth head.
Cricket. Cricket from Always Sunny.
Yeah, what's his name? He's one of the writers on the show, too.
Guy's great.
What's the actor's name? No, but what's the actor's name?
His name's Cricket.
Thanks, Nick. First name.
Blake Lively, but she has to do it in her town voice.
Nice.
That's good.
Nice.
What's his name? Rickety Cricket is David Hornsby.
Thank you.
Yeah.
First name Rickety, last name Cricket. Okay, there you go. Four-pack of questions every Friday. We call it the Friday Four-Pack, 11:30. Here on Jones and Keefe, we have Tim Welsh, former Providence head coach, joining us.
We might have an update here.
More updates?
We might have an update.
What a news day. What story is even being updated?
Oh, Belichick? No, this guy's wrong. This guy's trying to make me feel bad. Bobcat Goldthwait's alive.
Oh.
Guy had a text line. He's fine. Get out of here. He's not. He's good. Jeez, gave me a real scare there. I'm like, I don't remember that.
I was like, do we have a Devers update? Do we have Jordan update? What do we have? No. Bobcat Goldthwait still with us.
He is. Yeah.
Okay, good.
He's doing great. He's going to be in Meth Raccoon.
Not only is he still with us, he's thriving. We'll get to the Celtics game three. Kendrick Perkins says the series is over. Let's get to that next. Yeah, now that's the opposite of what just kind of happened. That Perk finally nailed that one at the end.
Yeah.
I feel like this other clip, strong, like the Knicks are going to win the series. Series is over. Celtics aren't going to come back.
You're laying it on too thick.
When he just kind of tucked in at the tail end, they'll be lucky to even get a game.
Lucky to get a game. It's over.
Yeah, no, the series is over.
You don't need to go that far. Just saying they're going to win the series, and you said game two is a must win. Like, you got that going for you.
Pretty bold.
Bold.
They're going to be lucky.
Bold flavor.
He's got to win the next game.
And he's predicting a big Deuce McBride game. He's going to play well at home.
Well,
you think it's going to be a big Deuce McBride game?
Well, the role players do play better at home. I mean, I agree with that general premise. He's a role player. I don't know that I'd pick him out specifically.
Yeah, like, okay. I suppose. But, I mean, another guy hyping up Mitchell Robinson. What am I missing here?
If you have Big Deuce, and then you have also Deuce Tatum, where does Deuce McBride fit into all of it?
Do we have to do a Mount Rushmore of Deuces right now?
Sure.
Deuce McAllister.
Oh, Deuce McAllister, nice player.
Deuce Staley.
Wait, was I getting Deuce Staley confused with Deuce
McAllister? No, Deuce McAllister is better.
Deuce McAllister Saints?
Yeah, Deuce McAllister,
Deuce Staley,
U-C-E. Deuce Staley, D-U-C-E.
Deuce Staley Eagles.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you're right. I had it right the first time. Other Deuces.
Tatum's kid.
Yep.
And
Rafael Devers in the middle of last game.
Pablo Sandoval when he was liking Instagram models. Yeah, there you go.
All right, Deuce Mount Rushmore. We settled that quickly.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they're going to get swept. Right? That's not happening.
No,
they're not getting swept. Like, Perk's just riding high right now.
Yeah.
Because
it's just, it got away from
he said it was a must win.
It got away from him at the end.
He's like, if that was a must win and they lost it,
yeah,
then in his head, he's like, well, the Knicks then have to win the series, which is fine. Go with that. That's still a bold take. Like, they're going to win the series. But to be like, all right, they're just going to win out. Like, I don't know.
I mean, the Knicks right now are plus money. It briefly got to Knicks minus money. After game two, but it's back to the Celtics are minus money in the series. They're the favorite, in other words. So, right, it's bold enough to say the series is over, which I don't agree with.
It's not over.
But already, that was a good question. To tack on, they'll be lucky to get a game, felt a little strong. You also don't think the series is over. In fact, you think the Celtics are winning the series.
I do. I still think they are going to win the series. And I know the numbers when you're down 0-2 certainly aren't in your favor. But, of course, a lot of times the team that is up 0-2 is the team that is a whole lot better. And then they're able to just win the series, no matter whether it's a sweep, 5, 6, 7 games. Because I just think if they win tomorrow, sort of when they win tomorrow, 2-1, like, I don't think all of a sudden you're like, oh, my God, this is over. Maybe that's a little bit of doubt for the Knicks and all that stuff. So, no, I think the Celtics win the series. It's just a lot more difficult than I thought it was going to be.
Look, I think it's a bit of a coin flip, but I would lean Celtics. I got to pick now who's going to win the series. I would still take the Celtics in this series. I'm not very confident in it, but you're asking me to pick it. That's how I would pick it. You hear Shaq say, was it last night or was it the night prior? I forget. But Shaq said it's actually a bigger – game three is actually bigger for New York. More of a must win for New York, agree or disagree? Like, don't give the Celtics any life, that sort of idea.
Yeah, I get that. Wiggy was saying the same thing. Wiggy says whoever wins game three wins the series.
Okay, so that is effectively what I didn't realize Wiggy said that. That's effectively what Shaq said.
I would agree with that, right? Like, because at first you're like, but I think if they're down 0-3, they're probably not going to win.
No,
and I already think the Celtics are going to win, so if they win, then yeah.
No, game three is a must win for tomorrow is a must win for the Celtics.
Yeah.
But I think if the Knicks lose game three, they could easily win game four at home and they'll go on to win the series. Like, I don't think whoever wins game three wins the series necessarily. It's huge for the Celtics. The Knicks can afford to drop it.
No, I get your point, but the reason why I think it's a true statement is just because I'm not going to give up hope on the Celtics until they're down 3-0. So then, you know what I'm saying? So, I already am picking the Celtics to win, but part of that equation would be they have to win tomorrow.
Good point. Now, this isn't very nice. Text line says your voice for the meth head raccoon should be Perk.
No.
Let's see. A lot of good ones came in on the meth head raccoon.
Or Deuce Bigelow also.
Oh, Deuce Bigelow absolutely should be in there.
Or the double deuce. Now, that's not a person, that's a place.
No.
But the double deuce counts.
We didn't necessarily specify, did we?
No, we did not.
We just said Mount Rushmore of deuces.
Updated. Tatum. Yeah. Kids off the list. Deuce McAllister, Deuce Staley, Deuce Bigelow, and the double deuce. I think that's pretty fair.
I think I'd have Deuce McBride on there.
No. Well, let's see how he does. If Perk's right and he has a monster game this next couple of games, it's fine.
AC Deucey, you ever play that? That's a card game I played in my life. Couldn't tell you how to play it.
I had no idea.
But I have played it.
Yeah, I'm aware of it.
Yeah.
I'm aware of its existence.
Okay. Others, Jeff Goldblum was a suggestion for the meth raccoon.
He'd be good.
That would be a good one.
You could double down and have Bradley Cooper, who's the voice of Rocket Raccoon. And then he'd be sort of typecast as the raccoon voices.
Gotcha. Yeah, yeah, he's got to be careful with that, though.
Andy Serkis right. might be pretty good.
Well, if you're going to... Andy Serkis could play him.
You could play him in. You could mocap him.
Andy Serkis, famous for the mocaps.
Somebody kind of went your way, Keith, where you go super dignified, Sir David Attenborough.
So that's hilarious.
That'd be a good one.
I think that's the way. I think that's the most comedy is actually with that.
The guy loves wildlife. I mean, the guy loves wildlife.
He knows everything about raccoons.
Seriously,
probably.
He could identify the meth raccoon if it was a male or a female like that
immediately.
Yeah,
like so, the rings on the tail. Yeah, is that what it is? I think it's a little lower than that.
Somebody also suggested for best TV mom. This had to have been tongue in cheek. They said the mother from Home Alone. Why am I blanking on the actress's name? Catherine O'Hara. Oh,
no, there's no way. You could argue the worst mom.
Maybe the worst mother in the history of...
Maybe that was the joke.
That's what I'm saying.
What's
was that tongue-in-cheek?
Yeah, the worst mom.
I mean, there couldn't be a worse mom than her. You lose your child once, I get it.
Twice?
Yeah, the second time. Well, actually, there was a third movie that
in
I never
New
saw.
In New York, for God's
yeah,
sakes?
Yeah, yeah.
The state needs to get involved at some point.
Yeah, take the kid away.
Well, and plus...
That's the fourth movie. Just him going through the system. Like, oh, jeez.
Home Alone. Why are you home alone? My parents are in prison.
Well, yeah, they just left me multiple times when I was very young.
My parents have been arrested. They left me. I'm now being raised by my older siblings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a darker, grittier Home Alone.
Different kind.
I didn't get that far.
Straight to DVD.
But yeah, maybe the worst mother in the history of mothering.
Yeah, yeah. Different
is
list.
What, is what she was. Okay, so the series isn't over, though.
No.
I don't think
sorry, Park. Disagree.
Sorry, Park. I do think the
Celtics... Certainly don't think it's a sweep. You don't need to go that far.
I do think the Celtics get a game. I understand it, though. You're in the midst of a take. Sometimes at the end, it just gets away from you a little bit.
You're like, I've already committed.
You're trying to punctuate it somehow, and it just it gets
They're
a little
They're not going
to
win a game.
I've been there. What are you going to do? 617-779-7937. We have the Week in Review at 1245. Mike Vrabel talking live from Foxborough. You'll hear it here on Jones and Keefe live. At 1:30, don't miss it. And on the way next, we'll keep talking Celtics. Former Providence head coach Tim Welsh, who I think also has some good Belichick intel that maybe we'll have to ask him about. All that comes your way. High noon next.